Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. The cause of the fire in the Bronx that killed 19 people, including 9 children, a malfunctioning space heater. Flames ripped through the high-rise in the Tremont section, fueled in part by doors being left open by those desperate to escape. Our coverage begins with Glenn Chuck on the scene.
It seems every resident of this high-rise with a story to tell, and it's terrifying. As they tried to escape the smoke-filled hallways and stairwells yesterday, many of them elderly like Stefan, he had to act quickly with his wife as they had just started to cook breakfast.
My wife told me that he smelled something. Because we live there, my wife told me that, I'm smelling something in the house. I told my wife, I said, you always complaining about smell. He said, no, something burning. So when I open the door, the hallway, I cannot even see where I'm going. So I close the door back to go and grab my wife, and we started walking down from the fourth floor all the way to the last floor, in the darkness with the smoke.
They got out and watched helplessly from the street as some of their neighbors and friends were trapped and never did get out alive. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds. Here in the Tremont section of the Bronx.
And about the help for the survivors, we just spoke on Newsline with Congressman Richie Torres of the Bronx.
We're coming together as a coalition to ensure that the victims have access to services, have access to housing. But we also want to establish a legislative task force that will examine what policies can be put in place to improve fire safety and housing, to prevent a repeat of history.
We also spoke live with former FDNY Commissioner Thomas Von Essen, who said the building is supposed to have self-closing doors.
You have to pull out the file. Somebody mentioned yesterday it was built under federal guidelines. Some of the federal guidelines are different than the New York City fire code. So you've got to pull out the file. You've got to check and see what they were required to have and whether or not it was inspected properly, whether or not they've had violations. You don't know any of that. It's unfair, really, to imply that anything was done wrong at this point until the investigation is complete.
And back to the help for survivors and the victims' families. A GoFundMe page has indeed been set up and has already raised some $200,000. 3 people are in custody after a 35-year-old man was shot and killed while sitting in a car last night in the Bronx. Police say the victim was inside a Honda Accord on Walton Avenue near East 164th Street when several people in a Jeep Cherokee pulled up to him and opened fire. Police spotted the SUV a short time later, about a mile away. The 3 people inside are being questioned. The victim's name has not been released. A man riding a motorized scooter has been struck and left for dead by a driver on the FDR. The man on the scooter hit by the car near East 106th Street at about 10 o'clock last night. The driver took off. The scooter driver in critical condition. If you know anything, you can give Crime Stoppers a call.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.